The first round of the French presidential election took place over the weekend. As expected, the incumbent, Nicolas Sarkozy, and the socialist, François Hollande, came out on top. They're the first two. They'll go head-to-head in the second round on May the 6th. But the major surprise, of enormous consequence, it seems to me at least, was that the leader of the extreme right Front National Party, Marine Le Pen, finished third on 20%. That's a very, very high vote for a far-right party. For more, I'm joined on the line now by journalist Hélène Hoffmann, who's in Paris. Hélène, thanks very much for your time again. Thanks for speaking to us again. Here's what I get out of this. You just tell me if I'm wrong, that people don't like Sarkozy, but ultimately he's going to end up winning the second round election.
Oh, well, that's not what the polls would say. Everybody else has put Hollande in the lead. I was pretty close between the two going into the vote at the weekend. Actually, both did slightly better than expected. So Hollande got 28% in the end and Sarkozy got 26%. If you're saying that based on the fact that Le Pen has come third, that's not a sure thing either. If you look at the poll results based on the first round votes going into the second votes, only about 60% of Le Pen's voters have said they would now go on and vote for Sarkozy. A huge number are undecided, and Le Pen herself isn't definitely going to come out and back Sarkozy. What she will do is use her power and her good result to negotiate with Sarkozy and maybe try and get a few of her policies through. Sarkozy now faces this challenge of trying to balance what he thinks Le Pen's supporters might want to hear with what the supporters of centrist François Bayrou's supporters might want to hear, because Bayrou has come out of this on 9%. And so what his supporters say will also contribute to the outcome.
Just on those figures, though, this is a report in The Guardian, so the polling may have changed slightly since this was written. But Hollande comes in with a clear lead at just over 28%, Sarkozy on about 26%, and then you've got Le Pen on 20%. So even if only 60% of Le Pen's supporters go towards Sarkozy, there's only really 2% to be made up there. I would have thought that while this is a humiliating result for Sarkozy, because it's rare for a president to fall behind on the first round like this.
It's actually the first time. Yeah. It's never happened before.
Yeah, so I would have thought while it was a humiliating result, it's actually, in the end, not a terribly promising one for Hollande.
Well, actually, those results are a little bit out of date. She was initially tipped to have gotten 20%, but that's gone down to 18%.
Okay.
I mean, Hollande isn't really, this hasn't changed Hollande's confidence that he will get through to the second round. And he's still, I mean, there's been 350 polls that have put Hollande in the lead. 350 polls can't be wrong. Yes, Le Pen's result is unexpected, but most people at this stage are just keen to vote against Sarkozy. And if that means voting for Hollande, I think many people are going to just have to go with that.
Now, it should be pointed out that Sarkozy has had a fair crack at running a Le Pen-style campaign. You know, he's been talking about the fact there are too many foreigners in France, saying that unlabeled halal meat's a key concern of French voters. He's been talking about conservative family values, the Christian heritage of France, all of that sort of stuff. Where does he go from here? Does he continue down that road in the hope of getting Le Pen's supporters? Or does he figure that it didn't really work?
That's a good question. And one of Marine Le Pen's strengths has been that she's been able to get the support of voters like farmers, young people, and that kind of thing. Sarkozy, throughout this whole campaign, has very much become known as the friend of the rich. Throughout his term in office, for example, he's done things like reduce taxes for the ultra-rich. He's done some really unpopular things like raising the retirement age and introducing reforms that are seen to encourage overtime. So after, you know, 5 years of those kind of reforms, it's unlikely that he can then turn around and get the voters like the young people, like the working class, like the farmers, the kind of people that have made Le Pen the success that she is. It's perhaps too late for him to go back and do that. So he will pretty much have to cash in on what he's been doing with immigration. And knowing that the Front National has a major strength in its immigration campaign, because there is so much uncertainty, so much economic uncertainty, Many people see her anti-immigration stance. She's always proposing to do things like, you know, encourage economic growth by sending immigrants to the border, create more jobs by sending immigrants to the border. And if Hollande can cash in on that by trying to align his policies with it, then yes, maybe he'll be able to get some of the support. But in terms of things like his stance on the super rich, he's pretty much been put into a box and it's sealed off.
Now, one of the things that's intriguing about Hollande, I think, and some of the commentary surrounding him, is that he is the socialist candidate, but he's striking a very moderate tone, particularly on economic matters. Is now the time that Hollande busts out?
That'll have to be seen. Hollande is Mr. Normal, and he's promised to work hard to encourage economic growth rather than going down the route of introducing austerity measures. He, contrary to Sarkozy, has said he'll raise taxes for the rich, and he's going to reduce rates for small businesses as well. He also wants to increase tax on bank profits by 15%. Certainly to get where he has today, he's had to move further towards the centre.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it, Elaine. It's actually a really important election too, because of course the domino effects that this will have in Europe, not least for Angela Merkel in Germany. But no doubt we'll speak to you around the time of the second round and see what the implications might be. Thanks for your time.
2 weeks and counting. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Indeed. Elaine Hoffman there speaking to us, who's overnight involved in election broadcasts there from Paris. Really amazing moment in European democracy, I think.